Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. We hope to talk with Kevin Kelly momentarily. Several of you have sent this to me. We had it the other day from him, of this threatening letter that seems to be all over the place in our area. Warning of peril. And I want to know if Al Schmidt is investigating this. This is definitely a threatening violence letter. Mainly we saw it to Republican politicians, it seemed to go, in the suburbs, and now it seems to have gone to more people. So we'll keep asking on that and keep bringing it up and highlighting it. Now, I watched President Trump this morning with Brian Kilmeade coming off last night's Al Smith dinner, and Kilmeade brought up illegal immigration. First, a Fox News poll, they showed him, a record 67% support among registered voters for deportation of illegal immigrants. They were supported by 49% of liberals, self-described, 62% of Hispanics, 53% of blacks, 64% of moderates, and 86% of conservatives. So Trump, rather than just jumping in and saying, that's right, my first day, we're going to go door to door taking people out of here, went to how many significant numbers, and he went through the numbers, are criminals, in addition to breaking into the country, maybe multiple times. We're going to target them, and we're going to take every one of them out. Kilmeade then says, well, what are you going to do after that? All right, then he said, we'll have to see the lay of the land and how we're going to deal with the others that are still here illegally, and God knows the numbers. Notice he is not getting people. People are on board with the deportation idea at this point. What they may not be on board is the execution of it. If it's ham-handed, you're going in and you see just chaos and you're taking the wrong people or whatever. So he's smart to talk about, we're going to target people that clearly should not be here. We're going to hope that there be deportation, self-deportation, that people would leave because they're apprehensive about what's going to happen. And then we'll start to deal case by case or in general demographics of those that are here illegally. What happens next? Notice, this is the best of Trump to me. It's a bold thing, and this is going to be a lot of people that would be turned loose with ICE. But he's not saying anything that would scare people away from this. Why is it that people have this polling? It's not just a Fox News poll. I've seen poll after poll that Americans have had enough. The case has been made. They don't want this. Now, again, it's got to be carefully handled. They don't want to see a lot of stuff that would turn them off here. I agree on that. You saw Harris in the Bret Baier interview could not handle any of the questions on immigration because she's not used to. There is no answer, first. I don't care how skillful you are. There's no answer to what they've allowed to go on here. That should be obvious. People that are critical saying, why is she not better answering them? You try answering this. Plus, she's not good anyhow. And that became apparent. The other thing that's out there, Fox is running this today. A killer, someone who was in jail in California, a killer was granted taxpayer-funded surgery around gender affirmation. This story is just starting to bubble up. You see stuff like this. And again, in many demographics that are supporting Trump, they hear this. And they're not going to be told, hey, don't you care about the economy? Of course we do. We know you're guilty on that. Don't you care about the border? Of course we do. Don't you care about abortion? And their answer might be, yeah, but not as much as these other things. Or you're not going to just deflect all the rest of this. And this stuff about people that are here illegally, giving them surgery, taxpayer money, she has not backed away from. It just tells you on the other side how crazed they are over this issue. And they seem to have landed on the Martha Raddatz defense. Well, it's only a handful. Remember that with Vance last week? That was the line of the week last Sunday with J.D. Vance talking about what's going on here. And her response is basically to say, well, it's only a handful in Aurora, Colorado. It wasn't just Aurora. We had the same situation with Venezuelan drug gangs in San Antonio. The government there has come after them, taking over housing complexes. That's their MO, apparently. No, people are not going to hear Martha Raddatz living in a $2 million house in Alexandria, Virginia, lecture them and tell them it's only a handful. Same thing when we find some degree of voter fraud or things that are not following the law. You're told, well, that doesn't move the goalpost. That's not significant. This is always the argument because they have nothing else on these things. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. I'm looking at a piece today, too. The theme of the show, one of the things we've hit on a lot today has been this manhood thing. Tyrus, the interview with Trump. I'm looking at a political opinion piece, Politico. And the guy who wrote it says, the Democrats' problem with male voters isn't complicated. Then he goes on to give all these prescriptions on how they would get male voters back. A lot of them are, you know, buying them off. Why have male voters finally awakened here? I'll give you two or three big reasons, and I'll ask you, why are they leaving the Democrat Party? The first one is, they have been doing this, but they've just been quiet about it. They haven't been vocal that they have found any place else to go. They just moved from that, and they just stopped. They were non-existent politically. Two, Trump has the secret sauce. The Trump persona, the things that he's done different than other Republicans, they have broken through. Three, and we've noticed this, not that I know every show. I don't know if Henry and Dan do. I mean, some of these, they're not my taste at all. They're disgusting. But these bro podcasters that are out there, these influencers, they have reached literally millions of men that are fairly regular consumers of those podcasts. And it seems like Trump has been on almost every one of them. So again, they've been there, but they're getting more voice and they're getting more connection. So that brings us to Joe Rogan as a major player, as a voice of this. Now, Trump seems like he's going to do the Joe Rogan interview. Can't quite tell with Harris yet after the interview with Bret Baier. I think they're telling her, look, Joe Rogan, if he beats up on you, he's not going to do what Bret Baier did. You're safe. And I think she is, too. I think she could go on with Joe Rogan. And I think it's a net win. Except, what is she going to say to these men? What is the appeal that she has toward these men? She is much more like Hillary Clinton than she is like Obama. In other words, the Democrat Party, particularly with a female candidate like this and Walls out there, what men are they appealing to? Who is it that would bond with this? They're not going to reach these young men who left the reservation. They have Trump there. There's a bit of an appeal there. I'm looking at on Fox right now, the mom of that little girl, I think she was 11, who was raped and killed and thrown into the canal, I believe in Texas, is responding to Vice President Harris about her inability to apologize. Now, I would say politically, can't say this to the mom, of course, but politically, she can't apologize. You know, easily people saying, why not apologize? You got to be crazy. She starts apologizing for this. A, it will come across as insincere. And B, how do you apologize and say, well, we made a mistake letting all these people into the country? They can't do it. Let's see. Dan, so you're saying that people are going crazy over Bret Baier?
I wanted to go because I was doing some numbers looking when you were talking Joe Rogan, just to stress how impactful it would be. Now these are outdated numbers. This was 2023, so Joe has fallen in popularity a bit. But back in 2023, when they last looked at the numbers, it was 11 million listeners per episode, Dom. So think about 11 million people, eyes might be on this, and you're seeing headlines now, huge headlines, that the Kamala Harris interview with Fox News drew 8 million viewers.
Well, I'll tell you the difference. Now, maybe I'm going to sound like a snob or whatever, but I don't know that the Rogan people, that 11 million number is enormous, are necessarily politically engaged, and it's not just entertainment.
Well, the point at this point, though, is to pick up people who aren't as politically engaged and get them out to the polls.
I agree.
Well, but the point is, though, they're mostly male. Do we have the male? No, I know that he has female listeners. Do we have males? You know, would you agree the male component's probably 60, 70, 75%? I mean, it's touted that way.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's...
Yeah, okay. I don't know if he has
a breakdown. So according to YouGov, which we know is not as accurate as...
Right.
This is a survey of 369 people from the UK who say they listen to Joe Rogan Experience. Their survey came back 81% male to 19%.
I don't know if it's... I'd set it at 75 based upon what appears to be out there. Okay. What is she going to tell that type of audience, though? There's no message that's going to reach it. I would tell her to do it because it's safe. Rogan cannot beat up on a woman of color, in this situation. He won't have questions like Bret Baier did. Now, I know you can say he might stumble on the side. I don't see it. It's a safe relatively safer. Might be some benefit. You think Joe Rogan would be able to take her apart?
I don't think he'd take her apart. I think she'd take herself apart because Joe's the type of guy that lets you speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've seen, if she just keeps talking, she's got absolutely
nothing
to say.
Well, true. She's not good. Yeah. But if she's more desperate, which I think she is now, that's what the indicators are.
I think this would be her Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah. Or a semi-Hail Mary here. Yeah, I agree with you. That's why she did the Bret Baier interview.
The moment I want from Joe, and I think this could potentially happen, Dom, is he's sitting there, right? And he does these long-form, 60-minute-plus interviews.
Right.
And he's getting Kamala to essentially bury herself, and it gets to a point where her aides, again, are jumping up and down over in the corner trying to cut it at 30 minutes, and Joe Rogan goes, hell no, I'm continuing here. And
I think it becomes... a three-hour show.
Yeah, and I think that becomes some kind of headline here where Joe's, you know, again, the aides of Kamala trying to cut the interview, keeping it going and asking her, and Kamala continues to bury herself.
I think they would agree in advance. I don't know that she's going to agree. She's not going to agree on 3 hours. I don't know if a lot of upside for Trump to do this now. I really don't. I see the momentum his way here. I don't know if he's going to say anything so wild there that it's going to push him back a little bit, but he's probably going to do an hour. All right, that is a lot of people, no doubt. I just don't see she has any appeal to an audience like that. She's got to do more female shows and continue to drive them out. She's not going to say anything to men. What is the pitch to men with Kamala Harris that it's approaching Hillary country, where Hillary's so grating toward men toward the end? Why would they vote for her? What is the pitch to get them to come out there? Even Obama backfired here by going after black men and scolding in that manner. She's put out the agenda of what she's offering. How does she move the needle with men? Just attacking Trump, that's what she tried with Bret Baier. So I don't think it's the end of the world doing it with him, net on her, that she's going to get into trouble. But appealing to men here, very difficult. All right, 855-839-1210. Hopefully we'll catch up with Kevin Kelly because this story is ripe right now. And we don't know, Dan, I haven't seen it, though, that it's official when Trump's doing the Rogan thing. So should be this week if he's doing it, but I didn't see a time. We don't have anything on it. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
The money gone.
All right, we have another great prize today. We're playing for Weird Al Yankovic tickets, July of 2025. Big prize today. Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, so Dom, let's do a Weird Al Yankovic cover of a song that was really big in, what was the year that was? 2005, mid-2000s, an artist out of Houston, a rapper, went viral at the time, I guess you could say. You know, just really had a huge song that was parodied by Weird Al and then kind of fell off. And I'm curious to see whether our audience can tell us who the name of the rapper is that Weird Al is parodying here in this song. So take a listen to this song that was very popular in 2005, Dom. We want to know who the artist is here that okay. Weird Al is parodying. Take a listen.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I want to roll with the gangsters. So far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
So Don, today we're looking for this Weird Al song. He's covering a very big artist in 2005. We want to know the name of the artist that did the original song that Weird Al is parodying.
Alright, hit us with that and you're going off to see Weird Al. Might have Kevin Kelly coming in here too momentarily. 855-839-1210. Get your guests in right now on Talk Radio 1210.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, we all week have been playing for a great prize, tickets to Weird Al Yankovic, July 2025. So write yourself a note. Mark it down if you win. And we're looking today, Weird Al, with this parody. Who's the original artist? Who's the original song?
Me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Chesterfield. Anthony, who is he parodying?
That's Chameleon Air.
Wow. Very nice.
Beautiful. Proud of the audience right now.
All right, make yourself a note. You're getting the
job,
tickets
Anthony.
Soon. July is just around the corner.
You know, a completely irrelevant rapper from Houston that was popular for like 3 years.
One that wonder, is great stuff there. Okay. We've been teasing, and I'll let him break this down, but we need to give you an idea of Kevin Kelly, who I've been involved with back, I guess, to the Mitt Romney campaign, maybe slightly before. I saw him pull off, if you remember, this great family. Their daughter was in an advanced school in Philadelphia, one of the charter schools, something like that. And everybody was able to wear some election regalia on a Friday before the election, one of the Fridays before that. She wore a Mitt Romney, not a Trump, but a Mitt Romney. And all hell broke loose. They took her out of there. Remarkably. Well,
for a Mitt Romney shirt.
We protested, and I remember Kevin leading her into school with hundreds of people there live as it was going on. It blew up into a big thing. Yeah, Mitt Romney shirt. It was all political stuff was allowed. They didn't like her politics, though. But he also was involved in the Romney election over in Albany, trying to, in Philadelphia. Now, we're not in communist China. We're not in Iran. We're not with Putin. But the Philadelphia Democrat Party, it's the same thing. Trying to seat this 71, 72-year-old African-American woman who was a Republican, and she was the minority, meaning the Republican Party's in the minority, spotter there, the poll watcher, to make sure things are on the up and up. And he was just going to not allow her in, certainly not give her a chair. Here's a little bit of how that sounded way back in 2012.
Where are you, Kevin Kelly? You're in violation of the law. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You've been so notified, man.
Been so notified.
Yes, Kevin, what was going on there?
I'm at 10th and Chew. We have a judge of elections who's being told by her Democrat ward leader not to seat on minority inspector. So a minority inspector is being harangued and harassed. This woman says she's not going to sit her. She wasn't here at 10 o'clock. This happens time and time and time again in Philadelphia. These people are breaking the law. We have an elder African-American woman who's 70 years old who's being ostracized and told she's not allowed. I have a court order in my hand.
All right. And again, this is a guy, you have Air Force veteran, you wouldn't fool around with. He owned a string of gyms, Planet Fitness, something like that over the years. He and another guy named Joe Felice, who was with Trump in 2020, are quarterbacking the street, if you will, on Election Day here in Philadelphia, which I would argue is probably the most important job on Election Day, to make sure there are no shenanigans or we limit them as much as possible. Kevin the other day texted me this letter first, and then it went national, of what's going around these threatening letters to Trump supporters or alleged Trump supporters that are all over Twitter now. Kevin joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. Nice to join you. I'm out in Casa Del Mar in Santa Monica, California, but happy to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as long as you're here on Election Day with Joe Felice, I feel very good. So, Kevin, tell us about this letter, because I, you know, have to make a plea to Al Schmidt when he was on the show last week. He said, we only go after things like this if there's violence potentially involved.
Well, look, can you hear me okay, Don?
Yeah, loud and clear. Yep.
Oh, okay, great. Great. It was sent to me from a friend of a friend on a text chain. I'm with some guys I went to high school with, and I sent it to Jack Posobiec. And Jack, you know, if things are legit, Jack can blow it up, you know, 100x. So, and I also sent it to you because I wanted to get it out there. Once I kind of did a little due diligence, found out that it wasn't fraudulent, in as much as it's an actual letter that was sent by who, I don't know. It's ridiculous. And by the way, I just want to say out front, like Joe DeFelice, Wally Zimmerlong, Linda Kearns, Jack Posobiec, I am a very, very, very small player in what these guys do. They're awesome. They've been doing this ever since, you know, Moses wore short pants, and Joe DeFelice is fantastic. So, and Wally's an incredible lawyer. And we just want to put the word out there that, you know, we're not going to tolerate any nonsense. And I guess I'm on the muscle end of the family.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, my thing. You have 100 lawyers. I'll take five guys with no necks, although you do have a neck. It's got a deficiency on your part. But, Kevin, the letter goes on and on to Trump people, and it gets that you are taking over my country at great peril to you. I think the ones you sent me originally were to elected officials or something. Now it's all over Twitter. It's all over the place. Has anybody acted on this? They have to be aware to try to get to the bottom of who's doing this.
I'm unaware, and I don't know that is going to happen, mm-hmm. but it gives you insight into the mentality. Somebody like this, you know, has the same mindset as somebody going back in history to kill Hitler, right? They actually think that Donald Trump is Hitler. They've been victims of, you know, Operation Mockingbird, the constant day in and day out vilification of Donald Trump as a threat to our security and a threat to our sovereignty, and all these lies that are being perpetuated. This is where we think the cheating's going to happen. Not so much in these black wards, which is where I was calling from, you know, way back then and during the Romney election, but from the white wards, the white liberal Karens out in Monco and Delco. And I would just say, you know, if you are planning on doing anything untoward, anything that is not in complete and utter accordance with election law, anything that disenfranchises anybody, you will be prosecuted. And unlike somebody with a Born to Lose tattoo on their forehead in the, you know, somewhere in West Philly, you know, you might have a lot to lose. So don't do it. And you're not saving the planet, and you're not saving democracy. Let's look no further than your candidate who was placed in the position without a single vote. Okay,
hey, Kevin, let's drill down on that, too. Yeah. Now, I want listeners to know, you, Joe DeFelice, Linda Kearns, certainly, you guys are inside this, and I agree with you because it's tepid at best in the black Latino wards in Philadelphia. These would be the people thinking, A, I'm stopping Hitler, it's my duty, and B, Democrat will get elected and let me off. That's not going to happen here. Question for you, though, is what are some of the things we have to watch out for as far as cheating? How would they be able to cheat, even on a small, no level small here? You know, a few hundred votes one way or another. Every one of this is going to add up across the whole state, which is going to determine things. How do they cheat?
Well, look, there's a famous case. It's not even a case, but you know, they're bringing in these ballots from New York, and the evidence is there. And look, they do things called kitchen tabling, where they just fill out a ballot, You know, there's very poor chain of custody, drop boxes that are stuffed with these ballots that have, you know, one checkbox for Kamala Harris, and that's it, and then are counted as legitimate votes. And that's to say nothing of, look, I don't want to get into any, I have no evidence that the code in and of itself in some of these Dominion machines has been,
right,
can be accessed and things like that. But just things like kitchen tabling, things like stuffing ballot boxes, things like, well, back in the last election, you know, my Twitter handle got shut down and, you know, preventing people from communicating. I think, if I can say, Dom, I think they've shifted. I've seen a shift. It might be early, that they know she can't win even with a cheat, even with all the traditional cheating apparatus. First of all, to Al Schmidt, the idea that we can't get our counts done in one night is preposterous. Figure it out. That's your job. You're delinquent in your job. I don't want to hear any sob stories on 60 Minutes. Secondarily, now have the ACLU filing to get access to the poll count and the, you know, the canvas, and they're going to start problems. And then, like, similar to what I think happened in the large part in January 6th, pin it on Republicans, Republican poll watchers as being violent as some sign of segue and the beginning of the undermining of the next Trump administration. To those who, that's not going to happen. We are not violent. We only want what's just and in accordance with the law. And if you see someone acting out violently at a polling place or in the count or watching the vote count, it's not us.
No, absolutely. Kevin, any update? The thing that I have often, and I'll tell you, I am on this myself. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But this woman who got away with it the last time, there's a nursing home out there in Montgomery County, and she shows up and stuffs into the drop box 400 votes, allegedly. This went through courts, and it was indeterminate that she's an agent that can do that. I'm suspect of all that voting then in that senior living home. I just can't imagine that we're going to allow someone in an election like this to be able to drop all those ballots off. Why don't they go through the normal chain of custody rather than a drop box? So what's being done about the drop boxes in Philadelphia?
Well, that's a better question for Wally Zimalong, but just leave it at this as a general warning. If you are being enticed to cheat, or on your own accord for trying to cheat in any way, you better hope that Kamala Harris wins. Because if Donald Trump wins, you will be prosecuted within the fullest extent of the law. So if you have something to lose, you should think twice about stuffing ballot box, kitchen tabling, any of these methods that for years you were told were okay and wouldn't be prosecuted in Philadelphia or Delaware County or Montgomery County. I'm here to tell you, we have teams of lawyers. And if there's evidence that that happened and you were complicit in it, you will be prosecuted. End of story.
Good stuff. Kevin, thank you. Enjoy California till you come back, and we'll check in with you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. See you, bud.
All right, Dan, did that give a little bit more insight on the forms of cheating here, what he's talking about? The drop box is one area of worry. Man, I'm not a voting machine guy, as you know, on this. And the critical insight here is this. You heard what he said. They're not thinking any of these attempts would be made in the traditional places where this could happen. But you have these people, and that's what this letter indicates, that think Trump is Hitler, and they got to stop him. And where are they? They're out there in the collar counties and places like that. That's where this urge to do something is.
I'm still very concerned about ballot harvesting.
Well, that's the drop box.
Yeah.
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 No,
exactly.
I'm just underlining. Like, I just, the whole idea of, I don't know. Like, so this is all just me thinking right here. It's not making allegations or anything. But how easy it is to take advantage of old people in nursing homes, right? You can sign them up, sign them up for mail-in ballots. They don't even have to see the ballot. It can come to an administrator's office in a nursing home. Some person in that office can essentially fill them out and then say that they're that person, drop them off. There's a lot of things here, Don, that are very questionable.
Well,
that still need to be
I would tell you on that, and again, I'm not saying any specific place or whatever, but sources indicate this is all being watched more thoroughly
good.
This time.
I like to hear that. Awesome.
But I'm going to, you know, we know how bad they are in Montgomery County. I mean, I might try to get a DA or two on. What are they doing to watch the drop boxes? There should be no drop boxes, at least the ones that are out there that are not in the public building secured. Look, you got the mail-in ballot. You got early vote. You got all this stuff. Just do it. We shouldn't have any drop boxes. The satellite offices are bad enough. At least there is some sense with that, that it's difficult to do things that are out of line. The Dropbox, that's where I think the Achilles heel is. So we'll keep you updated. But I hope you're hearing that Republicans this time around, you hear them. You heard Kevin Kelly, you heard Linda Kearns and others. We had the guy on from RITE today going after the Mr. Softy truck out of Montgomery County. Why? They keep on saying we want everyone to believe in the election. So do I. So do you. Then you got to go the extra yard and stop this nonsense if that's what you want. If it's just about winning and you're going to be playing on the edges, well, then there's going to be legal pushback here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Coming up, this Hamas leader. We now have the full story verified yesterday, how the Israelis took him out. And when you hear how ineffectual he was in the end, where are all these ceasefire people now? If they had the ceasefire, he'd still be alive. And Hamas would have a chance of reconstituting. No, Israel has to continue. This may take more years to root out every one of these people to protect themselves. We have no right to tell them that's enough. Ceasefire now. You got to give it up now. You killed this guy. No, no, no. This is an indicator you got to do more. Their safety is what they have to go with. All right, I'm coming to your calls next. Halloween coming up. Don't let mealtime planning frighten you. Call or just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up the fan favorite Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the MAGA Colossal Crab Cakes, delicious. And time to stock up on all those soups for a quick, delicious meal. It's a perfect time, too, to check out all of Captain Chuckie's. My goodness, the sides, the desserts, the appetizers, the salads, the stuffed mushrooms. Your local Captain Chuckie's is a meal planning stop. And with all this, think of that other huge hit in addition to the crab cakes, that golf shrimp. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, stock up on those Dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. There is a location near you if you're hearing me. Just go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. You will love this each week. You'll be involved. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Head it to the shore, then visit Captain Chuckie's at the shore. com. Tom Giordano's show coming to you. We'll have the lightning round shortly. Email I got from Lisa, and this looks official. The Elon Musk town hall tonight in Oaks, where you can register. So I still think that's accurate. Philadelphia, they have, this is off. What's today's, I'm getting the dates, or let me see. Yeah, Philadelphia is the 18th at 7 p.m., Dan, that I have here.
So tonight?
No.
That would be tonight if it's the 18th.
No, 21st. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it says Philadelphia. Huh? But what they sent me is the Oaks thing.
Okay.
Details will be sent to you. I'd love to resolve.
These details are not clear. Come on.
Yeah, so I don't know why they're engaging in this. I guess they feel there'd be difficulties with people. Boy, I was hoping it was Saturday because I have a book club event tonight.
What? No, you got to tell me more about this. What?
Yeah, it's
book club. Are you Oprah?
No, it's not my own. It's a family thing. Luke's in charge.
There's not a sticker that you put on the books after you read
them? Yes, it's about the apocalypse. A drugstore title,
Apocatherapy?
The drugstore poisoning is the main theme here. I don't want to give too much away, but I read the whole thing. Ready.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to. I don't have
apothecary.
Enough time. Apothecary, yes.
Apothecary what? Is it just called apothecary?
I forget.
I don't think you're actually reading the book if you don't know the title of it.
No, I have read the whole thing.
I think you got the cliff notes.
I have
one of those
notes.
You know, little yellow books. With the
I don't have any of those.
Chapter summaries?
Nope, no summaries. I'm just disappointed with the Musk people. Like, is this a rope-a-dope here? 7 p.m. tonight, they say Philadelphia. All right, we got to resolve this before the end of the show. I'm not sure how. By the way, the guy from Hamas who was killed, just moments before he was killed. It wasn't the tank. The Israelis proved this now. It was a drone. He threw a stick at the drone. That was his ineffectual attempt here. He was so frustrated before they zapped him. And he wouldn't have been zapped. And people in Gaza would have a better chance now at a decent life. The more the Israelis kill these people, so they get to a point where you don't want to be the person in charge because you're going to get it. Surely it'll take them a little bit of time, but they're going to kill you. It's the only way to give Gaza and people in Gaza a shot. And these people, let's have a ceasefire. We need peace. The mobs of the Democrat Party, they don't want anything. They want the status quo, and they want this antagonism with Israel. There's a lot more work to be done. There's a lot more of these people that have to realize, hey, I don't want to die, so I don't want to be part of the plotters that continue to keep people down. In fact, they made a convincing case. This guy wanted people in Gaza to starve because it would help their point. They would blame Israel. And just remember, the punishment for the Democrat Party siding with this. They didn't pick Josh Shapiro. You know what that means. They're going to lose Pennsylvania. I would say he gave them more than a reasonable shot to win Pennsylvania if he were the VP. Compare him to Walz. That would have been the fight of the century with Shapiro and Vance versus a dope who can't load his shotgun. Let me go to Salise.
I called our buddy who was on earlier, Leslie, who's so kind.
Yes.
She knew exactly why I was calling. It is 7 p.m. tonight in Oaks.
So it's a mistake on their...
So the website is Philadelphia, I think it just means like the region.
The region.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, because when you click it on.
So how it works with Elon is they have this website.
Right.
And you can go there and you can register to go to these events, but they just have like regional suggestions and they drop the location the day of the event. That
okay.
way you can't have like a bunch of progressive protesters and such, I'm assuming.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. The next one is in Harrisburg and then the next one is in Pittsburgh. Then I think that's it because voter registration's over. Thank you, Leslie. Let me go to Salise in Chester County, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Salise.
Hi, it's Felice.
Oh, Felice, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I know you were concerned about the drop boxes and wanted to just make you aware that the designated agent form, that's the form that's supposed to be wrapped around those envelopes when somebody is carrying a ballot that is not their own.
Mm-hmm.
That form was changed in August or September of this year. It used to be written such that the form was based on the agent. Now it has been flipped and it is now based on who is designating the agent. So in the past, the agent could only carry one ballot or at maximum two ballots for, say, a married couple in a household legally. And now that they have flipped the narrative on this form, anyone can be named as a designated agent. So in the case of a retirement facility, anyone can name the head nurse at the station as their designated agent. So he or she could take 200 ballots and drop them off legally based on the way this form has
now. Felice, do you know, was this voted on or is this an executive decision by Al Schmidt?
This was Al Schmidt.
Okay, I'm marking that down, Felice, and I don't want to blaspheme saying I'm raising my hand here swearing to you. But he's coming on again. We had a good conversation after the last time. I'm going to ask this up and down, and we're going to spend some time on this because you probably know, you're informed, there was an Upper Dublin the last time around situation like this with a drop box, and I believe it was 400 votes, and then nothing happened. I give credit to the guy out in Lehigh County, the DA, we've had him on. I'm not sure if he's still there or not. He went after everybody, and he at least put them through their paces that showed up with more than one vote. I mean, he said, that's it. You know, we had them on tape. We're going to do it. That's it. The drop box is the weak link. That's where I worry.
Agreed.
Felice, thank you. I'm marking this on my sheet of big questions. It's already like 20-page legal pad. I'm going to have to call them down for the next time Al Schmidt comes on.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Felice. Ah, boy. All righty.
Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
All right. Henry, how's that coming with Al Schmidt? We don't have a date yet, huh?
No, not yet.
His guys this time will be easier. Let's lock it in. We want to build up each day. You know, we're counting up to it. All right. It is the lightning round. Then we have the winner of the week for a big prize. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Tom's Lightning Round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2024 C40 for only $329 per month on a 36-month lease. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, hit us with that person whose life you're taking over. Gary in Newtown. Gary, who's yours? Gary? All right, let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe, who's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom. First of all, I want to say September 12th was a delightful evening. Making the acquaintance of you, Dom, Roe, Dan, Jim, Earl, and Leslie. For my answer, I would like to be in the person of Dennis Prager, for his unique ability for assessing human nature in terms of wisdom and philosophy.
Joe, have a great weekend. It's all our pleasure. You are one of a kind here. All right, let me see if I can get one more, another Joe.
Really
important.
Beautiful interactions between Leslie and Joe, by the way.
Yes.
Put that out there.
Without a doubt.
Leslie's such a sweetheart.
Joe in Bordentown. Joe, who's yours?
Mine is Lamont Cranston, the Shadow, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men and also was played in the movies by your favorite host, Alec Baldwin.
It's true. All right, Henry, give me who you think's a winner today.
I liked Robert and Ben Salem's answer of the most interesting.
That was outside the box, truly. Dan?
I'm going to throw one out there that you wouldn't expect me to throw out there, but I thought it was kind of funny because of his reasoning. Rich in Newtown with the answer of Dom Giordano, but for the reason of he has nice suits.
I know. I might be prejudiced to go too much with that. I'm going to go with the most interesting man in the world.
Right,
I thought
Robert
it was outside the box. But Robert in there, let's have the rundown of the week.
Uh-oh, where's my music, Dom? I guess I'll do it to Joe's music today. So Monday, Dom, Monday, we asked for Great Italians. Bruce in the Northeast won the day with Mario and Luigi. Tuesday, we asked for something that's strictly suburban. Joe in Columbus said blow up lawn decorations. Wednesday, Philly landmarks that no longer exist. John in the Northeast caught in with the Nabisco factory. Thursday, job that deserves more respect. Leslie with hospice care. And he just heard someone's life you'd love to live. Robert says the most interesting man in the world. So, Dom, we throw him all into the hat. I have a number three, Dom. That's John in the Northeast with the Nabisco factory. Congratulations, John.
That was a great call.
Letters
great
to Trump
answer.
Coming your way.
The book of Letters to Trump is the win. Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. A lot in store on Monday, but Rich Cioli takes you home next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.